Hello, Daddy. I haven't heard from you in a while. I wish you were here, Daddy, with me. I need you. Could you call me back? Pretty please? Daddy, it's been a few days since my last message. You haven't answered. Maybe you didn't get it. Phones glitch all the time, right? Daddy, please, call me back. I said in the last message that I need you. I really do. Please, Daddy. Daddy, I know you are avoiding me now. I sat outside your apartment, looking through your window. I saw the shadows. You have another baby bro, don't you? Call me back.
Oh, Daddy. I'm touching myself. Thinking of you. Thinking of us. Thinking of that thick, hard cock of yours. Oh, Daddy, I need you. Please, Daddy, please call me back.
I saw her today, at the grocery store. I reached around her to grab something from the shelf. She smells so good, like vanilla. I know you always enjoy that. You told me you loved how I smell when I use my vanilla shampoo. Is it because of her? Because I smelled like her? She looks like me. Or do I look like her? But does she fuck you like I do? Does she do those things that make your toes curl in ecstasy? You might think she's your dream woman, but she will never be your baby girl. You see that, one way or another. I have been very patient with you, Daddy. Very patient. I'm running out of options here. I will get your attention. And when I do, you might not like it. Nice of you to finally answer me. It's only been a month. Oh, Daddy. I have a surprise for you. Do you hear that? Yes, it's the sound of your sweet new toy. She sure is beautiful. I can see what you see in her now. Her skin is so soft. So perfect. She is absolutely perfect. The things I could do to this sweet little girl.
What will I do to her? Let's see. She's tied to my bed, absolutely bare. Of course, I have her gagged. And I called you because I want you to hear. Whatever I decide, I want you to hear every fucking moment of ecstasy or agony. She's crying. Those tears don't even diminish her beauty. If anything, she's more beautiful now. I'm going to set the phone down now and put it on speaker. And you better be quiet. I mean it. You see, I gave you everything. I was your quiet, sweet girl. You took advantage of that. You saw that I was in love with you. But all I was someone to fuck. So, you will listen to me. I believe I'm going to taste that beautiful skin. See if she's as sweet as she looks. Yes, she is. Shh, sweetie. It's okay. You're okay, darling. Look, I'm not hurting you. Not yet, anyway. I just want to taste the woman he tasted. I want to see what makes you so special. What makes you so much better than me? Is it those pouty lips? They do look so kissable. I bet they're beautiful wrapped around daddy's cock. Is it this porcelain skin? You are far fairer than me, with your dark hair and milky skin. You look like a princess. And this knife looks so pretty against that soft skin. It doesn't hurt so bad, does it? What am I doing to her? Why are you talking? I thought I told you to be quiet. Do you know what happens to fairy tale princesses when their prince doesn't shut up? Better. Now, I won't warn you again. I haven't hurt your sweet girl. Not really. Well, not badly anyways. But you know, a little crimson looks beautiful against white. Your princess is still alive. Don't you hear her? She's muffled through the gag, but still whimpering, still crying. It's okay, princess. Let me kiss it better. Is that better? Sweetheart, you picked the wrong baby girl to fuck with. Goodbye, princess. Goodbye, daddy.